Welcome. Thank you for attending today, sirs. Today I'd like to talk about a subject rarely touched upon by most in my field. It's the question of faith and how much you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ incarnate. Many of you may not believe he's in the toilet, but he's there. He's there looking up your hairy ass and everything. He's waiting for that ship to come down. He knows it's the only true gift he can give you from you. But I wonder, how many of you go home and shit in your friends? How many? Question your faith. How many of y'all go home and say, Jesus, this shit's for you? I know I shit for Jesus every day. Every little shit drop I can squeeze out of my holy ass goes to Jesus. Jesus in the toilet. And I know y'all act good, put money in the plate, show up every Sunday, but will you shit for Jesus? Will you shit for Jesus? That is the question today. Jesus knows if you shit for him or if you shit for the sanitation people. He knows the difference. And you will pay when you go on to that great big whatever in the sky. And Jesus is there, surrounded by the ships of the faithful that have been donated on the hill since time begun. He'll say, son, you didn't give me no shit. And you will be subject to eternal damnation. Because I tell you, friends, Jesus loves the ship. He loves it. It comes down on his face, it runs over him, it cools him off, sitting in that hot toilet all day waiting for you to get home. There's nothing better for him. He wants you. Be faithful. When you go home today, I want you to eat your baby. I want you to take the laxative. I want you to shit all over the house. I want to hear that Jesus almost drowns trying to swallow your shit. Get the kids on the ball. Get them to shit. Get the wife on the boat, get her to shit. Get grandpa to get one of them smelly shit. Jesus will come to you. You look between that crack in your legs and see that face. Swimming there, just a white. He's yarning. Yarning. So, my flock, please, shit for Jesus. Shit for Jesus, because it's all he knows. You will bring upon us eternal life through your dumbness. And Jesus ain't got a particular. He'll take any kind of shit you give him. He'll give you them sloppy shits. I personally, my belief has always been that diarrhea is one of his favorite. But then, of course, that's an individual thing. How each one communicates with Jesus is between him and Jesus. My diarrhea may be preferential to you, but that don't mean nothing. Them big turds that got a fold in half before they go down the pipe, you might like them too. I don't normally eat enough to do that. And you women have to work better at it. You gotta eat more shit. None of them little women turds don't turn Jesus on no how. That's not enough meal to feed a cow, and it ain't enough to feed Jesus. There's nothing like a taste of shit in the toilet, and Jesus knows it. Only Jesus can have your shit. And when you go home, I want you to sit on that bowl, and I want you to push. And I want you to push. I want you to push your bladder back. When you see Jesus appear, I want you to push so hard that he's going to come after you. Take my shit. Oh, Jesus. Yes. That's it, Jesus. Rub it all over your face. That's right. Yeah. Maybe he'll even poke you up the ass there for the hell of it. Because Jesus loves you. And Jesus loves your sin.